Welcome to Ask the Expert, North Texas, here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. A study last week showed that more than half of the country has no idea what Memorial Day is or what it is we're remembering. Only 48% of Americans know that it is to memorialize the people that died serving our country. The number drops to 27% for Gen Z and 38% for millennials. On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by Jim Blythe. He is the host of the Veterans Impact Show, and he's in the KRLD Zoom room. Jim, thank you so much for the time.
Hey, David, thank you.
Why have we forgotten? It's in the name of the holiday.
Well, okay, yes, it is, but it wasn't made Memorial Day till 1971. Mm-hmm. But let's go back, okay? Today's military, in terms of the total population, it's a very small percentage, David, right? Okay, that also means that since we've had an all-voluntary military, number of veterans has reduced. So we have a much, much smaller group of veterans. In my generation, which is baby boomer, almost every member of my family served in the military, and those during World War II who didn't serve in the military served at home in some way, shape, or form. So we were a very, very unified country. And like I say, you have a family reunion. Uncle Jimmy was a B-17 pilot. Uncle George went to Bastogne. You know, my dad was on a battleship. My grandfather was commanding officer of refueling ships. So we don't have those connections for the majority of our population. That's number one. Number two, I think that as a result of that, there's so few people, especially younger generations, who really have relationships with veterans. They know what a veteran is, a guy that wears a funny baseball cap and a jacket with all kind of stuff. They really don't have a relationship and don't know them. One of the things that I have been doing on my program, which is carry YouTube, Facebook, and internet TV, is a call to action for veterans to mentor, to get involved with kids, get involved with the JROTCs. They're in many of the high schools. Get a chance to have a relationship. Also, to be a grandfather to the grandfatherless, to be a father to the fatherless. We've got a huge percentage of families right now, David, that are single parent families. And so veterans need to get involved. Veterans need to take action to change this. I think that's critically important.
Why do people confuse Memorial Day with Veterans Day?
I just don't think they really know. And maybe it's all about having a party. It's been commercialized. You know, it's been commercialized. So everybody, when you say Memorial Day, they think of end of spring, start of summer, pool is open, beer flows, barbecue comes out. It's lost its meaning. Now, you go back. I mean, you can go way back. It really wasn't until Veterans Day till, again, 1971. It was Decoration Day. They decorated the graves. Matter of fact, one of our earliest things is really unique to know. On May 1st, 1865, slaves who had been freed went out and cleaned up the graves and decorated the graves of the Union soldiers. And apparently there were still some bodies that had to be buried. So freed slaves were so excited about being freed, they went and decorated the graves of those who freed them, the Union Army. I mean, think about that for a second. But coming forward, this was a community deal. And then in 1950, they were talking about it. They passed something. I don't even know what it was. But in 1971, it became a federal holiday. So I think a lot of people, again, are looking at it the start of summer, pools open, three-day holiday. Memorial to what? They don't know. You know what? It's a memorial not only to the veterans. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the veterans, but to the active duty military who lost their lives. You know what I think? Mm-hmm. It's also a part of honoring this nation and what this nation stands for. Think about what those men and women stood for. They signed away their lives and they lost their lives. They made the ultimate sacrifice in combat.
So how does the perception of Memorial Day today affect the families of those vets that gave their lives?
David, for the most part, the Gold Star families, I think, are pretty used to it. I was at an event with Grand Prairie this morning, all kinds of Gold Star people there. There's a lady that works in the mortgage company I work for, Fairway, and she's a leader in the Gold Star family movement. Wreaths across America, Gold Star families are involved. I think Gold Star families sort of recognize it for what it has become, commercialized. A lot of people, when you say Christmas, they don't know what Christmas is other than packages and presents, David, you know that. So we've commercialized it. Now, there's a couple of other things that are really key. Again, our recruiting is up. Things are going up. But a lot of kids have a different view of the military thanks to all of the commercialization. I won't mention organizations, but so many organizations tout wounded veterans, wounded warriors. Yes, we've got a problem. Yes, we've got that. But if you were a parent or you were a child, would you, all you think about, all you see on the media is somebody who's wounded, hurt, crazy, you know? Yeah. That's not the big percentage, but that's the perception of a lot of people. That's not true. I do think, again, we as veterans have to suit up, show up, be involved with the next generation, which we can through some of our veteran service organizations, through the ROTCs, the PTAs. There are mentoring programs to do these things, and that's going to change the perception of America. When they have a relationship with this man or woman, it's a different deal than just seeing a commercial.
Yeah, that's very true. When you put a face to it, especially a family's face. And one other thing that I keep hearing more and more, especially just on social media, is people saying "Happy Memorial Day." That doesn't sound right.
I think, David, it isn't right. Mm-hmm. Would you say, "Hey, David, happy funeral"?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my dad died 6 years ago on Memorial Day, and I just don't say anything. And he was 98, World War II veteran. It's not appropriate. Like I say, would you say happy funeral day? No. But they don't know any different. How are they going to know different if we go back to what I just said? We don't build relationships.
And it's not necessarily taught in schools either, because
right.
Civics has become such a backdoor class where in previous generations, it was one of the things you had to pass.
Yeah, and there's a lot of schools, high schools, that they don't allow recruiters, they don't allow ROTC units. Mm-hmm. That's a huge mistake, because what ROTC does for kids is it gives them structure, gives them discipline, gives them leadership lessons. And David, it's a huge thing. Navy League, we support a number of them. I support Sea Cadets, which is a U.S. Navy deal. There are young Marines, Sea Cadets, Air Force, the ROTC. Mm-hmm. We've gotten away from that for a lot of reasons, which I don't really want to go political.
Yeah.
I just want to say, if we're going to change that, and if we're going to bring this nation back together, then we as veterans need to lead the way. And veterans have always led the way. After World War II, when they came back, mm-hmm. we had industry, we had leadership, we had people involved in business. We had the greatest expansion of business the world has ever seen.
Yeah.
Thanks to that generation.